gratitude and thankfulness. Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to episode 16. Everything I share begins with my firm belief in helping others and my passion for working with others to turn their inner critic switch off and to help them with the difficulties, the many difficulties that come along with having any sort of mental condition. You are listening to my latest episode of Operation Playground. Episode 16, Gratitude and Thankfulness. When was the last time you played on a playground, walked through the woods, and pretended to be Grizzly Adams or Huckleberry Finn? I just had the opportunity twice in 1 week. I went on a girlfriend's cabin trip for 3 days. What a great time we all had. We walked in the woods, walked to the lake, went in the little store, looked around, took many fall photos, talked, enjoyed the scenery. It was just a really pleasant weekend. I sat on the ground, and for the first time, I've always wanted to do this, I threw leaves on top of my head. Wow, that was so much fun, and it felt like I let the stress I had in my body go straight up to the sky. I climbed a tree about a foot off the ground and hugged the tree like a monkey would do. Another great stress reliever, and the tree enjoyed the love also. All of us girls took several selfies as a group in a V of a tree. Saw many turkeys and birds. One afternoon, three of us took a walk to the lake. Coming back, I hear, excuse me, in a somewhat deep Halloween voice. So it would have been more like, excuse me. I must have jumped 10 feet in the air. I turned around and it was a bike rider. I yelled so loud and practically from jumping, jumped in the arms of one of my friends I was walking with. Poor kid on the bike kept turning around apologizing for scaring me. I told him, that's okay, it's just me. I scare easily. So we all had a laugh. And yes, another great stress reliever. That evening, we all decided to play Cards of Humanity. Now, before you even buy the game, ask the store if they have any open boxes so you can read some of the cards. Warning, warning, warning. This game could leave some scars from laughter. Seriously. And make sure you wear your rubber bands. You know what heavy laughter can do to a woman. Play the game and enjoy it. It is truly a lot of fun. Now, there are some things about the weekend that will never be told. Just like in Vegas, what is said at the cabin stays at the cabin. This was an operational playground by all means, and in all reality, it was a great stress reliever almost every 5 minutes. That weekend, I was thankful to be asked to join three great ladies for this wonderful cabin weekend that we had. That weekend turned into be grateful memories and made a great friend, made a new friend as well. I am now going to talk a few minutes about thankfulness and gratitude. Always be appreciative of life daily, even when nothing exciting happens or something doesn't go as planned. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, and confusion into clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude also makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. By Beatty in 1990. Growing up, we were trained to be grateful for a gift, a nice word from someone, etc. However, grateful and thankful are two different animals. and both words have been used interchangeably, and they have different meanings, such as, I am grateful for the life God, the universe, has given me. I am grateful for all that I am. I am thankful for the food on my table, clothes on my back, and a place to lay my head. Thanksgiving is all about giving thanks for the gifts from above, emotions of those around us, family and friends. Thanks at that moment turns into gratitude, which provides a long-lasting appreciation of a gift. A smile to a stranger, family, friends, and memories. It shows our appreciation to others. When we practice gratitude, it gives us uplifting and peaceful feeling within us. It helps us keep us grounded. To help with strengthening your gratitude, you need to practice it every day. A good way to do this is to keep a gratitude journal. Each day, take 5 to 10 minutes before bed and write down 3 things to start with. You can add more if you want. Think about the thank yous you gave out that day. Write about the feelings you felt when you did things for others. Keep in mind as you are writing that gratefulness is an internal feeling and thankfulness is an external feeling. This past Thanksgiving, I was grateful for starting my podcast. Even though it didn't reach 100 listeners, I am, as of today, one shy of reaching 100. I have faith I will hit 100. My new target date is at the end of the year. So my goal is to reach 100 by the end of the year, if not more. I will be thankful to hit this target, I will be thankful when the target is hit and grateful I'm able to reach out to others to turn their thankfulness into gratitude. I will continue to warm your heart knowing that I was able to help others reach gratitude with grace. Until next time, keep on practicing gratitude and it will become a part of you. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Operation Playground, the podcast for those battling with their inner self. It's holiday time. Don't let the preparation of dinners and gifts get in the way of enjoying every moment. If you are the one always in charge of preparations, recruit a couple family friends to help you out, and you all will have less stress. Remember, we are all human and need a break during the holidays. Invite someone to make the celebration lighter. Many hands make light work. I can be reached at operationplayground21@gmail.com. Operation Playground can be heard on Spotify and many other podcast stations. Have a blessed and happy holiday season. I have referenced some of my podcast from pyschmc.com. Until next week, or the following week after that, have a great time preparing for the holidays.